Well, the big debate was last night, and while it wasn't nearly as entertaining as the one against old Joe, which I guess was really more sad than anything else, Donald Trump did get some great zingers in, but it wasn't exactly, I would say, a decisive victory, because it wasn't just Donald Trump against Kamala Harris. It was three against one. It was Donald Trump against Camel Face and the two different moderators, David Meir and whoever the other woman was. As expected, they let her spew lie after lie after lie while pushing back and interrupting and supposedly fact-checking Donald Trump every chance that they could. Here she is, completely ignoring their questions straight out the gate and pivoting to her unrelated prepared talking points.
When it comes to the economy, do you believe Americans are better off than they were 4 years ago?
So I was raised as a middle-class kid, and I am actually the only person on this stage who has a plan that is about lifting up the middle class and working people of America. I believe in the ambition, the aspirations, the dreams of the American people. And that is why I imagine and have.
That's why you're taking our tax dollars and giving it to the tens of millions of illegal aliens that you and old Joe have enticed to come and invade our country. But here's Donald Trump setting the record straight and getting in quite the zinger.
Everything that she believed 3 years ago and 4 years ago is out the window. She's going to my philosophy now. In fact, I was going to send her a MAGA hat. She's gone to my philosophy. But if she ever got.
Yes, stealing the no tax on tips plan, stealing his child tax credit plan and then upping it $1,000, even stealing his idea for building a border wall now. Here's another one, which is a throwback to the 2020 vice presidential debates when Camel Face was squaring off against Mike Pence.
Big on defund the police. In Minnesota, she went out. Wait a minute, I'm talking now, if you don't mind, please. Does that sound familiar? She went out.
The question.
No, Mr. Vice
Yes.
President, I'm speaking.
Please.
I'm speaking. Okay.
And then there was this gem.
And we have a president that we don't even know if he's. Where is our president? We don't even know if he's a
And
president.
just to clarify
They
here.
threw him out of a campaign like a dog. We don't even know. Is he our president? But we have a president
Mr.
that
President,
doesn't know he's alive.
Your time is up.
You mean this guy who's been on vacation for the last month and a half? Well, I mean, really, I guess the last 3.5 years, but you know what I mean.
I'm going up to my granddaughter's birthday in New York. Then we're going to watch a debate. And then tomorrow I'm doing 9/11. I spoke to the vice president. She seems calm.
He's doing 9/11, huh? Well, actually, I think that was George W. Bush and his neocon friends. But anyway, since the entire debate was set up so that Kamala Harris could spew a bunch of lies and anything Donald Trump said would be used against him, I mean, what's next? Is she going to repeat the same old tired fake news about Charlottesville and Donald Trump claiming that there were very fine people on both sides? Oh, wait, what's this?
Let's remember Charlottesville, where there was a mob of people carrying tiki torches, spewing anti-Semitic hate. And what did the president then at the time say?
He condemned the actual Nazis who were there, and there were some, but did make it clear that there were very fine people on both sides of the arguments about whether or not the Confederate statues should or should not be removed from public places.
There were fine people on each side.
A claim so fake that even Snopes, after 7 years, finally did fact check it and admitted the obvious. No, Trump did not call neo-Nazis and white supremacists very fine people. All that it would have taken to realize that obvious fact the day that he made those statements back in 2017 would be to watch a 30-second clip of the press conference regarding the statements in question.
You had people in that group that were there to protest the taking down of, to them, a very, very important statue and the renaming of a park from Robert E. Lee to another name. And you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. But you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay?
Yes, sir, and this meme basically illustrates the gist of the entire debate. At one point, the debate really did go off the rails, especially if the viewers at home weren't following the unusual allegations regarding the Haitian migrants who've been settled in, well, across the country now because they want to brown your small town, but particularly the ones who have been settled in Springfield, Ohio, and their, how shall I say, alleged unusual dietary habits, because Donald Trump just dumped this on the audience.
And look at what's happening to the towns all over the United States. And a lot of towns don't want to talk. It's not going to be Aurora or Springfield. A lot of towns don't want to talk about it because they're so embarrassed by it. In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country, and it's a shame.
Now, those allegations may or may not be true. That remains to be seen. But they have sparked some hilarious memes, like this, the English breakfast versus the Haitian breakfast. And people have been using the AI image generators to make some hilarious memes, like this one of Donald Trump saving the cats from the Haitians. Some of which Donald Trump himself is reposting over on Truth Social, which is causing a major meltdown in the media. Here's another one showing Donald Trump protecting the cats and the ducks, another rumored delicacy among the Haitian immigrants. These are some of the best memes that I've seen in a while. It feels like 2016 meme magic is back. Remember when illegal aliens who ate cats was fiction? Good times. And this, Harris for president, a cat in every pot. Here's Congressman Eric Swalwell having a complete meltdown after the House Judiciary Committee's Twitter account reposted one.
What in the hell is this? The chairman tweets, protect our ducks and kittens in Ohio because he goes down some crazy rabbit hole, completely debunked that aliens are eating pets?
Oh, yes.
My God. Are you okay, Mr. Chairman? I don't know why you would do this. I hope you're okay. I don't know if the aliens who are eating your ducks are in the room with us right now, but Mr. Chairman, this is a serious issue. These people have loved ones who have been lost, and you tweeted this.
Donald Trump did take her bait several different times and got thrown off topic and went off on different tangents. But overall, it was not a bad debate, wasn't a great debate. And again, it was 3-1. But he did finish strong with this simple closing statement.
So she just started by saying she's going to do this, she's going to do that, she's going to do all these wonderful things. Why hasn't she done it? She's been there for 3.5 years. They've had 3.5 years to fix the border. They've had 3.5 years to create jobs and all the things we talked about. Why hasn't she done it? She should leave right now, go down to that beautiful White House, go to the Capitol, get everyone together and do the things you want to do, but you haven't done it and you won't do it.
That's right. And at this point, I don't even think it's about trying to convince any undecided voters to vote for one particular candidate over the other. I think everybody has pretty much made up their mind, or they're leaning in one direction and they're not going to lean back in the other. It's about convincing those people to actually get out and vote. Subscribe to my channel for new here and check back on a regular basis, because you're not going to find independent analysis and content like this anywhere else. So stay tuned, and I will see you soon.